Hi, this is Pam Brown.
I'm Ann Diver Stamness, and this is Chronologically Gifted, Conversations on Life After 50. This week, our program continues our conversation on work in later life.
Our guest today is Richard Cohen on the phone with us. Richard has litigated and arbitrated complex business and employment disputes for almost 40 years. He's a partner in the New York City office of the national cloud law firm Fisher Broyles. He is the creator and author of his firm's employment discrimination blog. Welcome to the program, Richard.
Thank you so much.
In your article of Hoodies and Overboards, you write that older adults are being funneled into old person jobs. What are these and why is this happening?
The question is easier to answer, I think, if we step back a little bit and look at ageism in society. Ageism is sort of the last ism that's not really addressed and is somehow accepted and not fought back against. And because of that, and because people of a certain age are perceived by younger people as sort of blocking the way for them or being placeholders for jobs that they might want, older people are harassed in the workplace, they're forced out of positions, they're forced to retire. When I mean forced, I don't mean literally, but there are threats and there are a lot of ways to humiliate and harass people in the workplace. To the extent that there's any funneling going on, which is how one writer referred to it, these are people who are older, who either want to go back into the workplace or are looking for a job, having been fired or just wanted to switch, and they're funneled into basically, I guess, low-tech jobs they're perhaps overqualified for, jobs that are lower paying, jobs that aren't really desired or desirable.
You mentioned the term ageist code. What are some of these terms that are being used as a way to avoid age discrimination lawsuits in hiring?
I've written about this for a long time, and I follow very carefully a lot of the lawsuits and decisions coming down from around the country with regard to, I guess, what I call ageist code, which is words, phrases, tropes that we all know or are clearly or perhaps even more subtly synonymous with aging, but don't use the word older or old age. But they're sort of dog whistles, we know. There have been cases where older workers have been told that they have no more runway or very little runway. They're told that they're not 21st century. They don't have the fresh ideas that are wanted, that they're just not technologically proficient and can't learn as well. There's a whole host of them, and I usually write about them when I see one. Not that it's so difficult to discern that this is a proxy for age, but I guess it's the people who use the term, the bosses, the employers, that think somehow that they're avoiding claims of age discrimination if they use these proxies. Words like blue blood or even some of the other ageist code that I've mentioned, those are sometimes known as stray remarks in the law if they're just used once or twice and there's really no other evidence of age discrimination. But words like that, code words like that, along with some adverse employment action in the workplace, like being fired, being demoted, those words can be good stand-ins for real age animus, meaning the intent to discriminate on the basis of age.
What can companies do to address age discrimination within the workplace?
That's the $64,000 question. Basically the same thing I advise to employers with regard to any other type of discrimination. One is basically to understand the laws or have someone available who understands the laws. The laws are complicated. The laws are many. There are federal laws, state laws, municipal or county laws. Most of them work together. In New York State, where I practice, the federal law is not as liberal to employees as the state law, which in itself is not as liberal as New York City law, which is very liberal. None of these are as liberal as California's laws, but nonetheless, there's an interplay of all these laws, which one has to be familiar with, or at least have someone familiar with. Number two, there has to be a zero tolerance, in my opinion, a zero tolerance for any sort of discrimination from the top down. The behavior has to be a modeling behavior where the CEO, the people on the board, the top officers, They have to really be models for people. They can't do what they profess that other people should not do. Number three, diversity is always important. Try to get a diverse workplace. It's obviously harder. Even if you try, it's obviously harder than it sounds. But a diverse workplace, like a diverse population, is more tolerant, among a host of other reasons why you want a diverse workplace. But it'll be more tolerant to people who are older. Perhaps number four is to understand that we are all going to be old someday, God willing. It's one of the few discriminatory classifications that one, if one's lucky, becomes. If one is lucky to survive, one becomes old. And under the federal law, over 40 means that you are in a protected class. So we're all going to be there someday. And if we understand that and we know our own worth, we'll try to value other people's worth and ignore whatever ism there is, whatever discrimination there is, especially with respect to age, where the older you get, the more skills you acquire, the better you get at things. There's a lot of things that aging really helps in terms of talent in the workplace, and that shouldn't be overlooked. You know, having lived through the 60s, 70s, et cetera, and despite some less than encouraging signs in our society in the last little while, I think that there are many forces in our society which are pointing towards a more tolerant society and a more accepting and diverse society, not least of which, for example, is the advances made by the gay and lesbian community. I never would have believed in the 60s, when that community was really in the closet, that in such a short time, they would be totally accepted by a majority of the American people. And I think that even though ageism is sort of the last ism to fall, especially with the baby boomers and their numbers, I think there's going to be a crack in that wall. I think also with the fact that there's a dearth of employees with skills these days, that there is definitely a need for people with advanced skills. And one really large resource to tap is the older population.
Richard Cohen, I have to thank you for finding something so positive to end the program on, and to thank you as well for taking the time to talk with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
That's all the time we have for today's show. Annie is our editor and engineer.
Tune in next Thursday to Chronologically Gifted, Conversations on Life After 50. For more information, past shows, and the links to our podcasts, email, and Facebook group, go to chronologicallygifted.org.
I'm Pam.
And I'm Annie. Thanks so much for listening.
We'll be here next week, and hope you will be too.